And you are listening to the Texas Standard. If you were to walk on South Congress, that's the street in the Texas capital city where the Capitol building is located, you'd notice that there are at least six construction cranes towering overhead. You'd see something similar in cities all across the Lone Star State, to be honest. Day and night, construction crews busy at work. Business appears to be good, or at least it would be if there were enough workers to get the jobs done. This week, the Associated General Contractors of America released a report with data from 2,500 contractors, confirming what we've been hearing out there. There appears to be a labor shortage. Arturo Canales is Executive Vice President of Chamberlain Roofing and Waterproofing. That's a construction firm based in Houston. Art, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
What exactly is going on out there? I mean, if business is booming, why don't you have the workers?
Well, there are several reasons. Most of the kids nowadays, they want to go to college and start a career, which is understandable, but it leaves very little personnel for the field to do actual construction work. And, we battle a lot of industries as well as the oil industry, and, they get people from the same pool.
Yeah. You were mentioning something about the E-Verify system, too. How is that factoring in to your hiring these days?
Well, since there is a shortage of personnel out there, it makes it more difficult in the sense that every person we hire has to go through a checking system that is a government-run checking system called E-Verify. Uh-huh. And the system will let us know if the person we're hiring is here in the country legally or not. And if they're not, we can't hire them because we have made a commitment to use the E-Verify system.
What are you witnessing as people come and apply for jobs? Has there been a change in terms of passage rates on E-Verify?
Well, employees that come through, or candidates anyway, they understand that system is how it works. And if you're not legal, they usually don't try, right? They don't want to go through this whole system, and then they can't work for us. So at times, though, even though it's a government-run system, you do run a person through there, and it comes as being legal, and eventually you find out they're not.
Well, now, of course, one thing that I know that a lot of construction companies do, they look for foreign workers, and there has been a call for more visas for foreign workers. Is that something that you would support or not so much?
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah, that would be probably the simple solution. The issue is there's not really a clear path that I can find anyway where it makes it easy for, say, workers from Mexico to come work over here. I mean, legally, I don't know of any anyway.
Would it be possible to perhaps fill some of the open slots by using professional recruiters?
Well, absolutely. We have three recruiters as we speak that are working every day diligently trying to get people into our system.
And how is that going?
It's going better than what we were doing before, obviously, but you don't have the personnel that are looking for construction work that are actually from here.
To what extent, forgive me for interrupting, but to what extent has the crackdown at the border, the so-called zero-tolerance policy, had an impact on you, or does it, since you're using E-Verify?
I really don't know what the actual impact is. I'm sure there is an impact, though. There's less workers. There's less workers that are qualified. There's less workers that we can use. And still today, if you happen to go downtown Austin and look at those jobs, how they're getting done, mm-hmm. you can tell fairly quick most of the workforce and those projects are getting done by Hispanic forces. I mean, that's what used to turn our industry. I mean, that's what used to get those jobs done.
I suppose the argument that some would make is that if everyone were operating on the up and up, throughout, that there wouldn't be necessarily a shortage of workers. You wouldn't necessarily see a sudden drop-off in workers. Is there something about the crackdown that has actually led to that drop-off, or are people misunderstanding the way that the marketplace is working here?
I would tell you from my perspective, if everybody would just hire legal workers, we'd be worse off right now. I mean, I don't think there's enough legal workers out there or personnel that are interested in the construction industry that are legal, they will fulfill all the jobs to get all our projects done. I don't see that happening.
Even if salaries were higher, you don't think there's a way to convince American workers that a job in construction right now is a good way to go.
No, I mean, that is what we're pursuing. That's what we're doing. We don't have a choice. We're trying to recruit high school grads that have no interest in going to college, and we're offering training, and we're offering a career path, and we're offering more money. But the big issue here, if all the numbers are accurate, and we were pretty much at zero unemployment. I mean, everybody out there supposedly is working. If those numbers are accurate, there's only so much you can squeeze out.
So what do you do? What does a company like Chamberlain Roofing and Waterproofing, how do you move forward and fulfill your contracts and grow your business?
Well, it's stressful. I mean, the first thing we're trying to do, like I said, is recruit high school kids. Second of all, you know, we're hoping and we listen to everything out there, and hopefully one day we can get a comprehensive immigration program that make these things a little easier. Now, by saying that, it doesn't mean that we go back to square one. I think wages do need to go up, and I think as an industry, we're going to have to go up together.
Arturo Canales is Executive Vice President of Chamberlain Roofing and Waterproofing. This is a construction firm with offices in Buda and based in Houston. Art, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to tell us about the industry and the labor shortage. We certainly do appreciate it.
You bet.